This is Diane. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I don't know. I haven't heard too much about him, really.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
That's a $64,000 question. I don't know.
Okay.
I want to say they're on the right track, but who knows?
Okay. So you would say that you're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually. Okay, that's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Like what? I mean, I don't know. What do I go by?
Okay. Yeah,
I have no idea.
That's okay. Thank you. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a sovereign state or not?
Is it? I'm not living here for a long time, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would it be excellent, good, fair, poor?
I would say it's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it?
Fairfax. I'd say it's good.
Good, okay. Thank you. Would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill?
If the child is not in the school district?
No, about education success accounts.
I know it's hard to say, you know, because.
Okay. So you have not heard nothing at all, or only a little?
No, I really haven't heard anything, to be honest.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So moving on, supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Well, I guess the money has to come from somewhere, wouldn't you say?
Okay, so would you say that you support that?
But if I don't, where's the money going to come from? That's the thing.
Okay, but just for the question itself, which is the option that I should select for you?
Well, no, I don't have kids in school. My grandkids are out of school. So what am I going to do? Say no.
Okay. Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
Yeah, I guess they need education.
Okay. So would it be much more likely or somewhat more likely to support him?
I don't support. I'd say no. Because, you know, I'm done with the schools.
Okay, so would it be
I don't want my taxes to go up anymore.
Okay. So would it be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school that they are not zoned for?
That they're not what?
That they are not zoned for.
get that last word that you're saying there.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Oh, yeah, they should.
Mm-hmm. They should. Okay. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Yeah, they should. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
No.
You would oppose, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Should not.
Should not, okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Not sure? Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
Yeah, I think the parents should know.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Support. Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Do you support or oppose investigating?
I'm glad you got me at a good moment.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Believe me, your opinion is really important, and we're almost done.
That's okay.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
If they're abusing the child?
Let me read you that again, the question.
Okay. It says, let me see.
Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
I think the parents should know.
Okay, so would you oppose?
Oppose the parents not to know?
The parents should be investigated for child abuse if they are...
Oh, yes, they should be investigated, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in your community is good, or that there is a moderate access to care in your community, or access to care in your community is inadequate?
I honestly don't know. I have no idea what's going on here in my community.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you. We can move on. And right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it is not a priority for you?
And what do they want to do?
Yes, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system.
I don't know. I really don't know, to be honest.
Okay, so would your option be then a low priority or not a priority?
Well, make it a low priority.
Okay. Thank you. One idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I would oppose that, Jeff.
Okay.
That's a lot of money, and I am paying enough of taxes already.
Okay. And would it be that you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose, okay. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Thank you. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers, who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Oh, God, I don't know. That's a tough question.
Okay. So should it be that probably it has no effect on you, or you're just not sure?
I'm just not sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We can move on. Thank you. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
God, I don't know. Is there a lot of mental health around that I don't know about? I really have no idea.
No idea. Okay, no problem. Another part of the plan, it says that it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay. Next one says the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how to answer these questions, to be honest with you.
That's okay. We're just looking for your opinion, and if you're not sure, we can definitely move on.
Okay.
Next one says, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I don't know. Less likely.
That's likely, okay. Now, having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose it.
I oppose it.
Okay. Would it be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on to other topics. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
What's the right? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union.
Okay.
Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Well, I really don't know if they have a union now or not, or do they want a union? I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers?
Yeah, they should get his permission.
they should get permission, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before, a union is given the ability to represent all public employees. Do you think it should or it should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I know these are tough questions. I mean, whether do they want a union? Don't they want a union?
If you think they should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage to support in an election for unions, right?
No, I don't think they should have. If you want, you know.
Okay.
They want a union.
Okay, thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Yeah, they should have the right.
Okay, thank you. Now moving on, and we're almost done. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Listen, who can afford these electric cars, will you tell me?
Yes.
I know my daughter has one, but I tell you, I don't know. I don't know.
So based on your feelings or your thoughts, would it be, or do you support or oppose this?
Well, whether I say yes or no, they're going to do it, right? So.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they're going to get rid of all these fossil fuels. I know that.
Okay.
It'll be all electric.
So for the questionnaire here, which option should I select for you? Support or oppose?
Oh, I guess I won't be around. I'm too old. So I'll support it.
Okay.
Because they're going to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Understood. Thank you. Now, federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
They should not.
Okay. Thank you. And now just for statistical purposes, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And for statistical purposes as well, what is your age, please?
My age?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 82.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I'm white.
Thank you. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No. They're all done.
None, okay. In terms of...
Okay. I better not have a child that's in public school. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
As far as I know, I'm female.
Thank you so much, Mary, just for the sake of the survey.
I appreciate
your time a lot.
You are so funny.
Thank you. By
this time, do you know what country I'm from?
No, ma'am.
I don't
know that the system dialed Virginia. I just know that the system dialed to Virginia participants.
Oh, I know, but I'm from Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's why that makes more sense now. But you're a registered to vote in Virginia, so that's the most important thing.
I'm sorry, definitely, say that again?
Yeah, but definitely you are registered to vote in Virginia, so that's...
Oh, I know I am, because I'm in the country for over 60 years.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for your time. That concludes our survey.
Thank you. You are just so pleasant. It was a pleasure.
A pleasure as well for me, and have a great rest of your evening, okay?
Enjoy the weekend. You too now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.